Mexico is facing a health crisis. Diabetes now kills more Mexicans each year than any other disease. For many of the 11 million Mexicans who now have diabetes, managing the condition is a constant challenge. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
The Langueniña market near the center of Mexico City is famous for its handmade clothes. In the crowded stalls, tailors sew elaborate quinceañera dresses, and they make custom suits for formal parties. Mario Alberto Maciel Tinajero is one of those artisans. Taking a break from tending his shop, he's sitting in a senior center in the interior of the market.
Yo ya tengo 20 años de diabético.
I've been a diabetic for 20 years, Maciel says, and the disease has come to dominate his life. His mother lost both her feet to diabetes and eventually died from it. His grandson recently had a foot amputated because of the condition. 2 decades after being diagnosed with diabetes, the 68-year-old Maciel admits that he only has the condition partially under control.
I say 50% because I take my medicine. I inject my insulin twice a day, in the morning and the night. I try to eat a proper diet as much as I can.
But he says at times he can't afford his medications, and trying to cut down on the amount of sugar, salt, and fat in his diet, as his doctors tell him he should, is easier said than done. His doctors, with fancy degrees from Spain or the United States, don't understand the life of ordinary Mexicans, he says.
Pero una persona común que tiene que trabajar de 8 a 10 horas, tiene uno que comer lo que está a la mano.
For a person who has to work 8 or 10 hours, he has to eat what's readily available.
And what's readily available around this market are small stands offering tacos, quesadillas, lard-soaked tamales, soft drinks and juices loaded with sugar. His eyes light up as he talks about the rich roast pork taquitos, the simmering barbacoa, and the other foods that he's not supposed to eat.
It's difficult to follow a diabetic diet. The truth is, it's very difficult.
And this is at the heart of how type 2 diabetes has become the leading cause of death in Mexico. In the U.S., it's the 6th leading cause of death, with heart disease and cancer claiming 10 times more Americans each year than diabetes. Mexico, however, has seen a rapid increase in obesity over the last 4 decades, with the number of people being characterized as overweight and obese tripling. As Mexicans' average daily intake of calories has soared, type 2 diabetes has skyrocketed too. Currently, 14% of Mexican adults are believed to have the disease, which is one of the highest rates in the world, higher than even in the United States. Inside the senior center at the Langueniña Market, Dr. Rosa Estrella Calvillo Gomez runs a one-room medical clinic. She sits behind a desk overflowing with drug samples, small packets of medications, and bottles of pills. She says treating diabetes is about far more than just curtailing high blood sugar. It's about controlling multiple health problems at once, and she says most of her diabetic patients don't have the disease under control.
El problema que yo tengo aquí real es uno, la negación, no lo quieren aceptar, y dos, el costo de los medicamentos.
The real problem that I have here, first, is the denial, and second, the cost of the medications.
Patients don't want to accept that they have a disease for which there is no cure. Also, it's not an easy condition to manage. The public health system treats severe complications like nerve damage or blindness, although dialysis to treat kidney failure is not available. For the daily management of diabetes, however, patients are largely on their own. Dr. Calvillo says a diabetic can easily spend $150 a month out of pocket on insulin injections, blood sugar test strips, medications for hypertension, and other issues.
Para tener un control excelente de diabetes, es mucho dinero. Viene siendo
to get control of diabetes costs a lot of money, she says. It costs as much as renting an apartment. Mario Alberto Maciel Tinajero, the dressmaker we met earlier, is one of Dr. Calvillo's patients. He says coping with the disease is a real struggle, and many diabetics are desperate.
Y lo más peligroso de la diabetes es caer en manos de charlatanes.
The most dangerous thing for diabetics is to fall into the hands of charlatans and swindlers who offer these miracle products.
As diabetes took its final toll on his mother, he watched as she spent thousands of pesos on useless, he thinks possibly even toxic, herbs and injections. After both her feet had been amputated and doctors were only offering palliative care, salesmen came along offering magical injections that would give her relief.
Con la promesa de una cura, aún no lo dejan en la calle.
With the promise of a cure, you can be left in the street with nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Diabetes is a terrible disease, he says, and he's grateful to have Dr. Cavillo to help him manage it.
Que de no tener este servicio, yo no existiría ya.
If it wasn't for the free care at this clinic, Maciel says flatly, diabetes would have killed him a long time ago. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.